Hello and welcome to another Movie Roast. I am your host, Scott. You can find me on Twitter at XorceNext. And I'm here with Mike. You can find on Twitter at Review and Roast. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/Review and Roast. You can find us on Instagram at Instagram.com/Review and Roast or Instagram.com/Star Wars Tabletop. You can find all of our written reviews at ReviewandRoast.com. And from there, you can, haven't mentioned it in a while, but you can buy movie tickets. Boom, that helps you, that helps us. And also, if you want, there is a little button there for our Patreon. You can go there and support us with that. Currently, we have our very first Patreon exclusive monthly podcast up there for Overwatch. So if you are a fan, you might want to go check it out. And you get to listen to that at the $3 level. I feel like that's quite a deal. Because we're going to do a monthly podcast exclusive to Patreon. So if you want to hear those, it's going to be at least $3. Sorry. Or you're welcome. Everyone else charges a lot more.
True.
So today we are here to talk to you about American Made. A pilot lands work for the CIA as a drug runner in the South during the 1980s. That's a very...
It's pretty basic, but I mean, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, so. It's accurate, but I feel like it should have been longer than one sentence.
Most likely.
So, basically, Tom Cruise, he plays a pilot by the name of Barry Seal. And he flies for, help me out here, was it TWA?
Yes.
And he's approached by Monty Schaefer, which is played by Domhnall Gleeson. First time I seen him was Ex Machina.
Yep. Yeah,
actually. And then he was in Frank.
Totally forgot about that Ex Machina.
Very... talented young man. I was glad to see him.
He's got a part in The Revenant.
Oops. Yeah, he's like moving up in the world, which I kind of like.
I think he's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I have to agree. Like when he's got the beard and he's like, oh, yeah. We're stepping up to blah, blah, whatever the fuck he said. Anywho, so, you know, Barry, he used to fly, correct me if I'm wrong, Air Force?
I don't remember that part.
They didn't get too much into it, but I mean.
Just basically, he's a
hell of a pilot.
He's a very good pilot, but he's just stuck in his TW. He's just going through the motions now. And when he's approached by Schaefer, basically Schaefer's been onto him, let's say, for lack of a better way to put it. And
onto him for what?
He's got him running cigars. So basically,
yeah.
he catches him kind of smuggling cigars. No big deal. Nobody really gives a shit. But the point being, he's like, hey, we got some other stuff we can do with somebody that... can bend the rules. You know what I mean? So
right.
It's your typical, well, maybe it's not your typical, but it's your basic, I guess, getting stuck by the government and then they get you to do more shit for them.
Yeah.
Or else, even though there wasn't really much of an or else. Turns out Barry's just kind of a go-getter and trying to like, I mean, it just turns out every time the guy got into some shit, they were like, yeah, like you're probably in some deep trouble or...
You can do
this. Is about this. To get even awesomer. So, like, every time he turned around, and Tom Cruise does a great job. I don't care what you say. I mean, I don't like him as a regular human. Maybe I would. But as an actor, man, he can play the part. It's kind of fun to see him in the more neurotic, not really, like, army ass-kicking, doing
Think
stuff.
Henry Hill, but halved.
Yeah, it's like Henry Hill and the Catch Me If You Can guy that Leonardo DiCaprio played. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like just kind of like doing stuff, but there's some planes involved and a little bit of drug running.
So
it's always awesome.
Let's get back to
we kind of just jumped.
What was the initial reason the CIA wanted him?
What do you mean?
Why did
reconnaissance photos?
Right, correct. Okay, so they hook him up with this fancy plane. That can take awesome
super
pictures.
Super fast plane, super awesome for the time.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, man, this thing's the shit.
And in the meantime, he would, he would have to stop off in quote unquote friendly airstrips to, you know, refuel and come back and blah blah blah. Best pictures that we've ever seen. So this is how he gets hooked up with, you know, from the synopsis, the drug cartel, Pablo Escobar and
Ochoa.
Yep.
And the other guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember the other guy.
Yeah. The one thing that I did notice from this movie, this movie kind of predates Escobar's, like, complete takeover.
Yeah, it runs into it for a second.
Because everything you see, everything I've ever seen, has always been Escobar is the man,
right?
Was the man, always will be the man. This one actually has the focus more on Jorge Ocha.
Now, I haven't watched, have you watched any of Narcos?
I have not.
I don't want to get off the subject, but I'm wondering if that one sort of starts out with more of this Ochoa and the other guys informing the Medellin cartel.
Right.
I'm interested to know that.
Yeah. So
I know a lot of people love that show.
Basically, the way it all happens, he flies down, he's taking pictures, and he stops at this small airport to fuel up. But when he goes to fuel up, the pump is locked. And then his car pulls up like, hey, we got the keys. Yeah. You got to come with us, gringo. And that's how he goes and he meets Jorge for the first time. Mm-hmm. And they're like, look, we'll pay you $2,000 per kilo.
God, I mean, you can't even imagine. Like,
and I'm, you know, and he's like, how much is a kilo? He's like, 2.2 pounds. He's like, so for every 2.2, and you can see him start doing the math in his head, and he's like.
And then that Tom Cruise smile lights up.
Right.
Like, I think we got a deal.
Yeah. And it was actually, here was, and it might not even be an issue because I'm not going to lie, it's a long movie, and I did have to get up for about, you know, a minute to go take a leak. Here's the thing. On his first trip back with the product, he was like, you know what? Screw your guys' airstrip. I ain't landing with this shit. I'm going to drop it out the bottom of the plane in the swamps of Louisiana because I know him like the back of my hand. Here's the map. Here's the area. Tell your guys to be there. So he does. He fucking flies there. You see that, you know, the pickup truck's kind of scattered around the swamp. He starts dumping this stuff. And immediately, Louisiana police are there. They know everything. And
they didn't really allude to that. See, now, that was kind of the gray area for me, too, because basically what you're talking about is the time he was actually in, they were in Colombia. It was the police there that busted him. He was in a Colombian prison.
Right.
But when Schaefer came to get him, he only just said, like, all of his shit. Like, oh, like, they got some kind of something. So there must have been something else going on, or maybe even Schaefer was the one that tipped him off to get him. Because it seemed like a pretty sweet deal in Mena, Arkansas, and it was already all set up, like, the next day at 6 o'clock in the morning. So, now they don't say it, but to me, it sort of was like, oh, this prick set him up to move him here.
Wait a minute now.
Why?
That didn't happen on the very first run. He ran for a while, didn't he?
His first run. Dropped it in Louisiana. It was the next day. He went to go.
See, now,
he went back to go get the money.
Yep. So now here's the part that really kind of screwed with me on that, because after he got out of the prison and Schaefer was all like, "Hey, we're gonna do this," and then it's kind of like, "Oh, this is gonna be the feel good montage of here's my five planes doing shit for a few minutes." I'm like, "Oh, perfect timing." But then I come back in and they're flying instead of one plane now, they're flying 3 to 5 planes into the same swamps 3 times a week. Dropping shit, and it's like, dude, if they knew you were dropping that stuff
back
from
day one,
how are you getting away with it with 5 planes now?
See, and that's where I was thinking.
Maybe Schaefer just set all that shit up.
Tipped him off. Maybe that wasn't even the reason they were coming for him. Maybe they weren't even coming for him at all. I mean, yeah, they showed them squad cars, but in real life, you know, this is obviously based on a true story. In real life, I'm sure he didn't pull out of the driveway and start driving down the street and police cars were coming at the exact same fucking time.
Right. Like, seeing a station wagon packed to the gills.
Yeah. Yeah. With the guy
who looks a lot like
Tom Cruise.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, you know.
Hey, Barry, good morning.
Yeah. So, if I had to guess, the whole we're coming to get you was a bunch of bullshit. And on top of that, not to be a dickhead, like, so they never found him in Arkansas where he started the Barry Seal Empire? Like, if he was wanted in Louisiana, your next door neighbor, and you moved just 3 counties over to Arkansas, and then, you know, he went there and he started making buku money, and he's over here, you know,
he's got 200 acres,
Barry Seal
airstrip.
Baseball field, I got an airstrip, I got 16 shell companies now.
Yeah.
He's got all of this, he's turning into a mogul.
He owns the
under
town.
His own name.
Yeah,
yeah, right. So, I think that whole Louisiana thing was bullshit. I think, again, who knows what actually happened in real life, because, again, this is based loosely on a true story. Well, not loosely. I mean, it's really based on a true story.
And the one guy who knows everything that happened is, you know.
Right. Correct.
Barry.
Spoilers. Spoilers much. Well, I mean, honestly, this is another one of those true stories where I didn't know the ending of. So, for all I knew, the guy was, you know, he's.
Well, I never said nothing, but you just kind of gave it away, so.
Yeah.
it happens.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
What do you expect when you fuck over the cartel?
Yeah, I mean, how does it end for the white man in most cartel movies?
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to lie. That guy's normally in trouble.
You know what? And here's the thing, too. Like, there was a lot of scenes where it just shows him, you know, burying money in the backyard, trying to stuff it in the closets, putting it into 19 million different banks. And it's just coming out of his fucking ears at this point. And it's like, at what point do you just go, I think I've got enough. But then you go to the cartel, you're like, yeah, I'm done. Like, no, you're not.
Well, there was even a couple of those times. They did that a couple of times where he's like, hey, the heat's on this or that, or I'm kind of
like, yeah, we got it.
Nah, we don't really care. Like, you're going to fly that plane tomorrow. So that's that. See, now what I think is he should have really, I don't want to say like globalized his operation, but he really should have just excluded himself and put it more in the hands of others and tried to phase himself out. In real life, that probably can't happen, and me being the control freak that I am, I probably wouldn't do it either.
Seeing as though I'm the criminal mastermind of the group here.
Not true.
Here's what should have happened. Well, A, he shouldn't have let it got as far as he did, but when he did, and he was like, and he was there, you know, he's laying in bed with his wife, and he's like, look, feds are coming. You need to put everything you can on, because if you're wearing it, they can't take it. Blah, blah, blah. We need to do this shit. We need to do that shit.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't, like, load up the caddy and go drive it and hide it somewhere.
Fuck the caddy. Load up the plane. Fly to, like, fucking Canada. Yeah. Fly to a country where there's no extradition.
Yeah, give them the JB deal.
What are you going to do? Fly off to, you know, wherever.
Yeah, put 1,500 pounds, $100 bills. I think that's probably all
I'm
right.
Sure you can fill.
Well, I mean, the guy has five planes. I mean,
exactly.
You can get somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. I was kind of thinking that at the same time, like, you have to be able to just...
Like, you know they're coming, and you know they're coming, like,
yeah, but you
got
to be able to disappear to, like...
You own an airstrip.
I'm not even talking about,
you
like...
You live on your airstrip. It's not like you got to go anywhere.
But you could get to, like, anywhere, and with $50 or $60 million cash...
You can make shit happen.
Yeah, you should be able to.
And he
to.
Had way more than $60 million.
Well, yeah, I'm saying what you can get on a plane is what I'm thinking.
Well,
let's just say
he can get $20 million per plane, which
well,
is still
he's,
probably...
Yeah, I'm
probably can
saying.
Get more than that.
You gotta
but,
give your guys some couple ten million.
Yeah, they each get their own fucking plane with $50 million. Whatever.
No, I'm saying, yeah, I don't know why that wasn't a thing. I mean, again, we're seeing the.
We'll
movie
try to get him on the podcast
life.
And straighten
yeah.
this out.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm in total agreement with that. Should have been able. To, see, I think he was more, in my opinion.
It's gonna happen,
wife and kids. If you guys aren't, you know, because if he took the wife and the kids on the run, they're targets, right? I mean, so we kind of skipped over all the way, all the meat and potatoes.
Well,
but I mean, that's a
we
thing,
can get
right?
into the meat and potato. I mean, there's really not much to it. He started out taking pictures
guys
for the CIA, then he's
guns.
Running drugs for the cartel.
And then running guns for the White House.
Then he's running
that
guns
awesome.
For the, right, he's running gun. You know, he's doing, he's taking stuff from the U.S. to Central America for the government. And then he's bringing stuff from the Central America to the United States for the cartel.
Yeah.
You know, whether it be, and, you know, and it's kind of interesting to show that, you know, he got involved in the whole Contra mess and the whole, you know, arming the Contras and bringing the guns down, bringing the Contras here to be trained. And then half of them just like run away and fuck this shit. I'm out.
Yeah. And they're probably, they're still here.
Oh, God bless them. If they are.
Yeah.
Good for you. Oh, geez.
What?
So there was a point in the movie, and I'm sure there's some of you conspiracy people out there who are all, you know, the Clinton tapes or the Clinton files or whatever.
Oh,
hell
yeah,
that document.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, there's a point in the movie where he's in Arkansas. He's in front of the DA, and, you know, the FBI's in there, the DEA's in there, the state police are in there, and the FBI are in there. They all want a piece of this guy.
I mean, all bullshitting aside, I mean... He was the governor when all this shit was going
on. Oh, no,
out.
I know.
Yeah,
but I then mean, she gets the phone call. It's like, hey, Governor Clinton's on the line. And she's like, he says it's urgent. She's like, get everyone out of here. I'll take it. And then she's like, yeah, Bill said, let him go.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, if you're paying attention to the whole conspiracy side, the Clintons are supposed to be in on this, like, huge cocaine operation. So, I mean,
yeah,
time and a place, my friends.
Well, it's
it's funny how they did that.
Conveniently looking the other way also is, you know, yeah. guilt, I guess.
Yeah. You know. But whatever, we're not here to
Then supposedly there that. Is also, I heard on the radio, which who knows the credible source of that, that there's a couple deleted scenes where there's where I think he runs into a Bill Clinton prior to that pickup. So you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, which makes that call a little, because I heard that on the radio that there was actually like a strip club scene with Bill Clinton in it. You know what I mean? And not the Bill Clinton. Well, actually, that'd be better,
that would be
right.
Awesome.
Like, actually, Bill's like, yeah, what up?
Just get a laugh. Sitting in the corner with a fucking saxophone.
Yeah. Oh, this girl's name's China. Anywho, the point is, I was thinking there would be some other scene, and then when they get the Bill Clinton phone call, I'm like, oh, well, I guess there's no actual meeting.
Right.
Which they might have been able to just delete, which would have been prior.
Right.
That's
yeah.
all. So I'm hoping it would be cool to see that if there is a obviously deleted scenes at some point.
I don't know. I feel like the one phone call and they'll just get it removed.
Yeah. You know yeah. I mean? Well, I don't think Bill would actually really care. What are you going to do? Bust him?
Yeah,
you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, he's good. He can get through. He got through a lot. I think he's all right.
God, I feel like there was like for a movie that's
almost 2 hours long.
Hour and 55 minutes. I feel like there should be a lot more.
Well, it's just a lot of back and forth and running around. So yeah, that actually takes up a lot of time. And there was a lot of there's a lot of good. I don't want to say this movie's like a comedy or anything, but Tom Cruise always brings a little level of, you know, comedic presence to some situations that wouldn't have it. And I think they do it pretty well. It's a pretty good action movie for not being very action-packed, so it's kind of weird. But there's always something happening, so it kind of keeps your attention. Honestly, I didn't really I could tell it was a long movie, but it wasn't like I was like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, what's next?
Yeah.
And then when you know you knew it was almost over, not by the time frame, but, like, shit's all, you know, the pot's steaming up over here.
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
You know what I'm going to say, too, is I feel like Sarah Wright, who plays Barry, you know, Tom Cruise's wife in the movie, you'll recognize her from a lot of those, like, teeny bopper movies.
She's a big TV show and, you know, a secondary character, I'd call her.
And, you know, it's not like, obviously, she wasn't, like, the star of the movie, but I kind of hoping this is going to be, like, a big break for her, like, to break into the serious drama type roles.
Yeah, I'd like
because,
to see her in some more stuff. She's pretty good.
Just like...
Yep,
that Margot Robbie.
Oh yeah,
with Wolf of Wall Street kind of broke her into the mainstream. I'm hoping this one.
Yeah, she had done some stuff, but same thing. Yeah, she one good role.
Yeah, she did a really good job.
Yeah, she's been acting for a long time. This one, but and she's had some decent roles, but this one definitely, I think, could get her into that. You know, next stop, continual leading lady, and then next stop, your own shit.
Here's my issue with
she's got some funny moments herself though when she slaps the shit out of him.
Yeah. Or she knocks the food out of his hands
oh
and shit.
Oh my god. He's like, oh, I told you that was gonna be easy.
Right. Okay.
That's good.
Anyone who watched Breaking Bad, raise your hands.
I watched most of it.
Jesse Plemons. He's the guy that plays the sheriff in Arkansas in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy that played oh, you didn't watch Fargo, did you?
No. I recognize the guy.
He played like the sheriff in Fargo, too. And it's like, in Breaking Bad, this dude was ripped. He was a badass.
Really?
Yes. And he was like one of the guys that were working for, you know, the drug guys or whatever. And he, at one point in time, came to keep Walter White in line or whatever.
Oh.
So he was in the last couple of seasons or whatever. He wasn't in every episode, but like... I'm not trying to say he's like a genius when it comes to acting, but I feel like he's put on like 100 pounds, and now he just plays like the doofy cop every time I see him. It's like I feel like that guy could do more than that.
Yeah, he's definitely just the pudgy small town backwater sheriff.
Yeah, like
who doesn't really want to like do anything really.
Yeah,
you know
he was because it was funny because everyone's like, hey, what's going on with this? Just Barry guy, and he's like, he's helping out the community. You know what I mean? Like, it's good stuff. Just leave the man alone. What does he need all the land for? Who fucking cares?
Yeah, right.
He's not bothering nobody. He's opening up all these businesses.
But it was funny because there's at one point in time the guy goes to the town, small town, just any any small town USA, and guy gets out of the car, It's a Porsche driving down the street, coming back the other way is a brand new, like, shiny GTO sports car.
Yeah.
And then you look across the street, and there's just, like, some Colombian-looking dude walking down the street in military fatigues. You know what I mean?
I missed that.
Yeah, because he was checking the payphones for money.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He was just one of the guys that, like, ran away from the Contra camp.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I didn't even
think
about
what's
that.
Going on in this town right now? Like, it's
yeah, not just, to mention, you got the one,
like,
bank here.
There's a bank here, a bank there. Yeah, there's, like, six banks on the street because everyone's just opening up banks because this guy's putting $12 million in as soon as you start a bank.
Yeah.
Which, why didn't he start his own bank? I feel like that's a thing. I feel like you can do that. It's America.
I feel like, well, right? Like he even mentioned in the movie, and they mentioned in all of these criminal movies, I just can't launder it fast enough. Well, then maybe you should take a motherfucking break.
Yeah, I don't...
I mean, it can't go on forever. You have to know when to quit.
I feel like you got to diversify that portfolio. You know what I'm saying? Like, geez. Get that shit out into the other states. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, put that shit in some more duffel bags, and I'm moving to another
country. That's what I mean. Well, again.
But he did. He said he had money in Switzerland. He had money in South America. He had money in Europe. He had money everywhere.
Yeah. He should have still, I don't know, because they don't freeze it in other countries. Well, I don't know. What do I know? The government can do whatever they want.
Depends on the country.
Yeah.
That's why a lot of people put their stuff in the Cayman Islands.
Yeah,
Swiss bank accounts were big for a long time. I don't know if they still are. I feel like they kind of started cooperating, maybe. But that's why you got all these little islands where all these Donald Trumps put their money. Oh, yeah. Did I say that? But yeah, I mean, there's really not much to it. I mean, I hate to say that because it's a fantastic movie.
No, it's a really good super movie, but it's not as deep as it sounds or seems like it would be. It's just.
It's him loading up cocaine, flying around, getting away from fucking law enforcement.
I don't want to say fast-paced. I just want to say it's a quick-paced, like, we're doing stuff and things, and this is what kind of happened, and this is what sort of happened. This probably happened, and we're done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, again, having said that, I think it's a pretty good movie. I don't think it's a, you know, blockbuster of the year or nothing, but it's a solid movie. I'll leave it there.
Yeah. No, I wholeheartedly agree.
I'm not going to buy it when it comes out on DVD the first day, but I'll definitely. This is one of those movies I can see later on when it's on. This is one of those movies when you're flipping through and it's on, you'll end up watching an hour and 20 minutes of this movie. Because you'll sit, you know, like, you know, whenever some movie's on that you're semi into, and like, man, the other night I couldn't pick a movie out for 3 hours.
That's why I hate
the
most.
This thing's on right now and I watch 45 minutes of, you know, 27 dresses. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
what I hate the most about Netflix is because their, like, recommended algorithm is the fucking worst. And unless you know what you want to watch, don't even bother because you spend an hour looking for. You spend an hour looking for something to watch. Yeah. Next thing you know, you're just like, you know what? I'm gonna put fucking Roseanne on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why do you think I just put on How I Met Your Mother every day? Just whatever. It's
yeah.
There's enough episodes that it doesn't.
Quit trying to tell me what you think I'm gonna like. If I go to your comedy section, I want to see in alphabetical order all fucking 12,000 movies.
Yeah,
I don't want to see the same 75 you think I'm gonna like because most of them are stupid.
Yeah, just because I watched Amy Schumer's thing one time doesn't mean I like every single
right. Sarah, and just because I watched fucking Tropic Thunder doesn't mean I want to see Superbad and fucking Knocked Up and all those shitty movies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry for the people that I know those are popular, but I can't stand them.
I like Knocked Up.
I did not.
I didn't like
Hall Pass was another terrible one.
I didn't like Superbad that much.
Whatever.
Yeah, anywho, forget about all those.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about American Made. I am going to go ahead and say that I am giving it a 7.
Wow.
That's my number. This is good. I like it. I'll watch it.
Wow.
It was no Star Wars. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Why are you hating on me?
I'm not. I'm feeling like I'm like shooting for the moon now.
Well, you could like it more than that. You're allowed. it's a thing.
Well, before we started, I put my score down so I wouldn't be altered.
Did you just erase it?
No, I just added yours to the list here.
And now what's the average? 7.5?
No.
7.75?
I was going to go 8.5. Huh, only, and I'm saying it's not super deep. It's not super, like, I don't know. It's got just enough of everything. It's got just enough action and comedy, and it's just a very well-made movie, in my opinion.
You're going to talk me into a higher number.
The way they shot, like, you know, it looks like it's from the 80s, and now it looks like, you know, this. And then
there's some good parts of that.
But, like, you know, hey, at the very end, when they're working for the White House and they had all those cameras in the plane,
I got a side note. Yeah. Now,
that was fucking funny.
Now, some of those pictures, like, A, the one they actually put on TV, was that actually the one from TV? Because that wasn't his face.
Yeah, it was.
Like, they showed it before, was it?
Yeah.
Because they showed two pictures on that screen. There was one there, and then there was the other smaller one. And I thought the smaller one was looked like real footage.
You know, and what? I didn't even look at the small one.
And then when they were raiding his joint and they were trying to, like, go through all his shit and go for the money, they had some, like, photos that looked very authentic from the 80s, let's call them. Where, like, man, was that actually, like, the place with cash? Like, did they actually take pictures of evidence during the raid? And did some of that get out?
Could be.
I don't know. I mean,
you can still get your hands
on the camera. It's obviously pretty
easy
to take a picture and make it look like it's from the 80s. You know what I mean? So, right. Obviously, they did that with a lot of the VHS work for his documentaries.
You know what the funny thing is, too? I know that, you know, it's been people have caught in movies that are supposed to be set in, like, the 50s with, like, newer bills. It's like, how could you make such a fucking shitty mistake?
Yeah. Yeah. Now, one other thing, and I'm going to have to watch this again, because if I'm not mistaken, the dates on the bottom of his biography, his self-biography or whatever, he basically, throughout the film, they cut to, like, a VHS tape of him explaining what's going on. And then at the end of the film, you see what he's actually doing. Well, throughout the film, I thought I noticed that one time it said 1985 and one time it said 1986.
I thought I said 88 in there.
Okay, maybe you did. What I'm saying is,
if he did,
turns out towards the end, we find out he's doing all these videos about from 1979 to 1984 over the course of a couple of weeks. It would all be because I thought he was doing a video every year or something, and as you're going through, you're seeing different stuff. So I'm interested to wonder that now. Speaking of things sometimes you catch later.
Yeah.
But I didn't think of that until the end of the movie. I'm like, well, oh, wait a minute. He just made all these videos, like, in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So did that one say 80s? Because I normally try to pay attention to, like, where and when we are.
There's a lot of details. Because
it always helps you out with movies like that where you're like, what year is this even?
Yeah.
You know. So, anywho.
Yeah, especially movies like that where it jumps around a lot, it's kind of hard to keep.
Yeah, because he's always, you know, he's in this country, working for this guy, working for that guy. Who's doing what?
And it's always popping back to the tapes.
It's a lot of good Reagan references.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Carter, which is cool. So, yeah, anyways, that's where I'm at. I liked it. It's good. The greatest movie of all time? Probably not.
Well, seeing as though you've given away a lot of other movies a higher score, I'd say.
Yeah, but I'm a sci-fi and nerd dude. This is just a regular movie. I like it.
Yeah, because counting money is totally not nerd stuff. It's just math.
I would like to count some money.
Hell, yeah, let's get us a plane.
Just saying. Anywho.
I know a pilot. All right. Don't turn us in. We're going to wrap this up. There you have it. American Made. Tom Cruise. Sarah Wright. Good stuff. Domhnall Gleeson. As always, you can find me on Twitter at XOrsonX. You can find Mike at Pure Rock Fear. Nope. You can find Mike at Review and Roast. You can find Brian at Pure Rock Fury, but he's not
here. If he ever shows up.
Yeah, he's busy once again. Yeah. You can find all of our stuff at ReviewandRoast.com. You can find us on Facebook at Facebook.com/ReviewandRoast. And don't forget to find us on the Patreon or on... Yeah, I think we pretty much named
That's
everything.
Pretty much it.
Yeah. At reviewandroast.com and listen to all of our other shows at comicroast.com.